Hey hoes, and welcome back to another episode of Morning Cup of Hope podcast. I'm Imani, your host and main ho, here to help you on this journey of finding your purpose, getting your shit together, and living the life you want. Pour up your morning cup of whatever you're sipping on, get ready to unleash your inner ho, and let's get into this episode. So hoes, this is a few episodes into this season, and I just wanted to have a little check-in with y'all. So I know we've been having a lot of guests on the podcast, and I'm so excited that we've been able to connect with so many Black women and bring them onto the podcast. That is honestly what I wanted to do this whole season, just having Black women on the podcast, being able to hear their voices and show their voices and show who they are, and show that Black women are so different between every single person. We're not a monolith, and everybody has different experiences, and that's really what I wanted to bring onto the podcast. Last season, it was really just mostly me just talking to y'all, giving my opinion and, you know, telling y'all what I thought about different topics, which is fine. Like, I do think my voice is important. I do think my opinions are valid. But at the end of the day, what I recognized was there are so many different Black women out there. There's so many different people out there that are going to have different opinions and be able to bring something different to the podcast that I wasn't able to do by myself. So that's why I started to reach out to different women to be able to bring that to the podcast. So I'm hoping that from the episodes that we've had so far, y'all have been able to gain something from it. Y'all have been able to learn something that maybe I wouldn't have been able to portray myself. Maybe I wouldn't have been able to show y'all that. And then on top of that, I'm hoping that y'all are enjoying these episodes. I've really been having an amazing time just meeting these women, because last season, most of my guests were people that I personally knew, like my friends. And this season, I really wanted to kind of take a step out and reach out to people that I had never met before, that I had never interacted with. So not only will I get to know new people, learn new perspectives, but also just stepping outside my comfort zone and actually forcing myself to do things that I was uncomfortable doing. And then giving these women a platform, although it may not be a big platform on my podcast, still giving these women a platform so that other people can hear their voice and hear their mission and hear really what they stand for, and just putting it out there to other groups of people, because that's so important to be able to uplift Black women for me. And that's the reason that I started this whole podcast, is to be able to uplift each other and make sure that we have a voice and we have a place that we feel comfortable being able to speak and be authentically ourselves. And I think that's one thing that I've seen on this podcast so far this season, is just me being able to connect with them and us being able to be authentically ourselves throughout the whole episode. Like, there's no pressure. There's no feeling like I have to be code switching or they have to, you know, have a certain opinion in order to be welcome. Like, I lay that out before every single episode, like, be yourself. We're not stressed out. Like, this is very low pressure, because at the end of the day, I think it's so important to be able to have those authentic opinions onto the episodes, and authentic opinions to be voiced instead of whatever stereotypes you may be used to or whatever people feel comfortable sharing. And then I think it's so important that we're also just venturing into a bunch of different topics and topics that I may not have been able to talk about myself. For instance, when we were talking about being able to decenter people and cutting people off if needed, those are things that I've really never had to do as far as like cutting people off and things like that. So it's important for me to have somebody come in who has a perspective, who has maybe been through something like that, who can really explain like, okay, this is what I did, this is what worked for me, and this is what didn't. So I've been really enjoying doing these episodes, and I'm genuinely hoping that everyone else is enjoying it as well. And another thing that I wanted to point out as well is the fact that when you're trying to find your voice and you're trying to start speaking up, don't try to mimic anyone else. When I first started my podcast, like, I always listened to podcasts even before I started my podcast, but I really kind of honed in and started listening to a lot of different podcasts and seeing what other people were doing, seeing how other people sounded. And what I realized is that I felt like I didn't sound like the other people that were on the podcast. I feel like I didn't have the same vibe as them. I felt like, you know, my interactions with my guests weren't the same. I felt like, you know, I didn't fit into those types of podcasts that I was listening to. And when I first started, like even trying to change my voice, and luckily y'all didn't hear those episodes when I was trying to like change my voice or sound a certain way or really hype myself up or whatever like that. Y'all didn't get to hear those episodes, but I was really trying to imitate the people that I was listening to, because in my mind I was like, okay, well, I really enjoy their episodes. These are episodes that I want to listen to and I want to interact with and things like that. So if I feel those ways about those episodes, then people will feel the same way about the episodes that I put out. But what I realized is that although I was trying so hard to imitate those people, it didn't come out authentic. It didn't sound like me. So if I were to put that out there, people wouldn't have been able to receive it the same way that they received the other people's episodes, because it wasn't me. It didn't seem genuine. It didn't feel like something that they would want to listen to. So what I had to do is take a step back and realize that, okay, Imani, you may not sound like those people. You may not give off the same vibes as those people. You may not have the same content as those people or whatever the case may be, but you do still have a voice. You do still have something you want to say, even though it's not the same vibes that they're giving. You still have a vibe and you still have something to say at the end of the day. And what I realized as well is that the people that vibed with me, they will be the people that came to listen to the podcast. The people that were looking for another type of vibe, they wouldn't come to the podcast and they wouldn't listen. And that's fine at the end of the day, because the people who want to listen to you will listen to you and you will find your audience. I think it's terrible to try to build a platform off of being somebody that you're not, because at the end of the day, you'll never be able to revert back to who you really are. So that's why I think it's so important to really try to figure out what makes you comfortable, who you are, what things do you enjoy and things like that. Because if you're always trying to imitate somebody else or mimic what they're doing or try to fit into a certain aesthetic, you're never going to be able to truly be yourself. And I think that's just so tiring to be trying to fit in all the time or trying to think about everything that you're saying or doing or how you're acting or whatever the case may be. That's so tiring. So when you're trying to find your voice, just be authentically yourself. And obviously, you're going to take opinions from other people. You're going to, you know, learn new things and your opinions are going to shift. But as long as that's truly your opinion and not you trying to mimic or be someone else, I think your voice is valid. I think that it's important that you say what you have to say. But really being comfortable in who you are is the main part of being able to use your voice effectively. And what I noticed is that I feel like this podcast is just really giving me a voice. And I know that sounds crazy and that probably actually sounds obvious, because like, yeah, ho, you have a podcast. Like, obviously you have a voice. But I feel like one thing that I noticed about myself is that I'm not always willing to speak up in situations where I need to speak up. I'm not always willing to be the first one speaking. Like, I'm more so kind of sitting back observing when I'm in situations where I'm not comfortable. Like, if you ask my friends or my family, they're like, yeah, this whole talk all the time. Like, she's very talkative. Like, she's loud, whatever, whatever. But in other situations where I may not know people or I may feel uncomfortable, I'm more so of a, I'm going to sit back and listen and let everybody else talk. And I think through this podcast, I feel more comfortable in what I have to say and my opinions and my viewpoints. And I'm more willing to speak up in those situations now, because I do believe what I have to say is important versus when I first started. And honestly, I don't think that I ever thought anybody would necessarily like come for me or say, oh, you sound stupid or your opinions are invalid or whatever. Like, I don't think that I necessarily thought anybody was going to say that to me. But in the back of my mind, I think I thought people would think that. Like, I would go into a room where people were having conversations and I would give my opinion. And maybe my opinion wasn't well informed, or maybe my opinion was just very random and they looking at me like, this hoe is stupid. And I never wanted that to happen. But what I realized is that sometimes you do have to speak up, even if you don't feel prepared, even if you feel like maybe your opinion isn't the best, maybe you aren't as smart as other people in the room, because a lot of times that's not even true. I feel like a lot of times that's that imposter syndrome creeping in where you feel like you're not good enough to be in the room or the other people are smarter than you. And obviously it's going to be some cases where people in the room are smarter than you. People in the room are more knowledgeable about a specific situation. People in the room are just more well equipped or more prepared for this conversation. But what I realized is that even in those times when I don't feel like I'm prepared or don't feel like I'm knowledgeable and I give my opinion, it may be something that someone else in the room hasn't thought about. Because a lot of times those opinions from an outsider, that can kind of unlock something else. They're like, oh, we didn't even think about that, because they've been looking at it the same way for all this time from the same perspective of everybody in a room coming from a certain background where they hadn't even thought about it. So now someone from the outside, which is you, coming in and giving that opinion, that can kind of open up something completely different where they're like, oh shit, like we should have been thinking about this, or we could do it this way. And although your opinion may not be whole and you may not know what the next step is, and you just have that, hey, this is my opinion, they may be able to take that opinion and then make it into something better, whereas they would have never thought about that before. So because you were able to give your opinion, now you're bettering the room. So I realize that I need to start using my voice more, and I feel more comfortable doing that. Obviously, like in every room I go into, I'm not the first person to speak up. I'm not the first person to, you know, give my opinion and all that. Like, it is always still a time when you have to warm up. But I will say I feel more comfortable in my voice, especially just from the feedback of this podcast, has definitely made me more comfortable doing that. So really, this is just an episode to say, use your voice, make sure that you are heard. Don't be scared to speak up, because at the end of the day, somebody wants to hear your opinion. When I started this podcast, I didn't think anybody would listen to it. Like, I thought it was going to go out there, I was going to post it, and literally I was going to be out here listening to it by myself, and I was going to be the only person listening, which would have been fine. Like, I don't have a problem with that at all, because at the end of the day, this is something that I wanted to do. So I'm like, you know, sometimes you have to put out stuff and know that it's a possibility that no one's going to listen. But I was surprised that when I put it out, people were listening. People were agreeing with me. People were relating to my experiences and the experiences of my guests. So what I want to say is, make sure that if you have something to say, that you're saying it. Don't be scared to use your voice. Make sure you're speaking up, because at the end of the day, your voice is so important. And I will have a whole episode on how important it is to use your voice, why you should speak up, and things like that. But I just wanted this to kind of be a check-in for me to say that. And also just say that I appreciate everybody that's been listening to the podcast, because I'm so excited that y'all are enjoying it. Make sure that y'all are also leaving reviews, because I only got a few reviews and y'all hoes need to stop playing and leave a little review. But also, if y'all have any like recommendations of what type of episodes y'all want to hear, any guests that y'all want to hear, or if y'all hoes want to be on it, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram, TikTok, I don't know, email. My email is morningcupofhopepodcast@gmail.com. But really, I just wanted to take this episode to kind of check in, a mid-season check-in, because I know last season I did have a few check-ins, so I want to do that this season. And also just follow up with saying, I feel like I'm in such a good place this season with the podcast. Whereas last season, I felt very overwhelmed, felt like I was always behind. I felt like I couldn't get episodes out quick enough. I felt like I was in a really bad spot, to the point of, obviously, I stopped the podcast for about a year. So now I'm back and I feel like I am a lot more prepared. I feel a lot better in the space that I'm in the podcast. And I see going forward what my plan is. So I'm feeling really good about that. But now that I feel like I'm in a good place with that, I think the next step is really social media for me. I've been talking about social media for a while, and I am just not good with it. Like, I hate doing social media content. Like, if I could just post this podcast on all the podcast platforms and then be a hermit and don't say nothing else about it and people will listen to it, that would be what I do, because I am not a social media person at all. But unfortunately, you have to be able to promote the podcast in order for it to be able to move forward. So I think that's really the next step of what I have to do, is figuring out social media. And I've said this a million times before, so at some point I got to get serious and stop playing, because obviously if I never post on social media, no one else will ever hear about the podcast. And although I appreciate the people that's listening to it right now, at some point you do want to grow and be able to reach a bigger audience or a different audience or whatever the case may be. So that's something that I'll be working on this year, is figuring out how to manage social media without getting overwhelmed, and understanding what type of post I need to post in order to actually motivate people to come listen to the podcast, because this social media stuff is just not for me. It's a little difficult. So that's definitely something that I have to figure out. But yeah, that's really all I wanted to say for this episode, hoes. Once again, that I appreciate everybody for coming and supporting me and really listening to these episodes, because honestly, nobody has to listen to these episodes. So I hope y'all are enjoying it. We do have more guest episodes coming up. Honestly, I hope that 90% of my episodes are guest episodes. I plan on doing check-ins every here and there just to kind of show where I'm at in the podcast, what I'm feeling like, where we're going with in the future and things like that. But most of the episodes, I do want to highlight Black women on the episodes. Eventually, we will venture out and have some men on the episode, other races and things like that. But because I created this platform for Black women, that's really who I wanted to start off with. That's the voices that I wanted to amplify. Those are the people that I wanted to give opportunities first. And then eventually we will venture out. But even when we venture out to have other races and men and things like that on the podcast, the audience is always going to be Black women no matter what. We're not going to ever dilute the podcast to the point when it doesn't feel like a safe place for Black women, because I know a lot of platforms and a lot of things have done that. But that's one thing that I refuse to do, because I'm a Black woman. I stand for Black women, and I want Black women to come to this podcast, period. Obviously, everybody can listen to the podcast, and I hope y'all can relate. But at the end of the day, I'm targeting a specific audience because we need a place to feel comfortable. And I hope along the way, everybody else can relate to it as well. But thank y'all hoes so much for coming back to another episode of Morning Cup of Hope podcast. Like I said previously, make sure y'all hoes are leaving reviews, because I definitely need those reviews to make sure other people can see the podcast and see the value in it. And then also, if you know somebody that wants to be a guest on the podcast, or if you want to be a guest yourself, feel free to reach out to me, because I'm always open to having new guests and different perspectives on the podcast. That is what this is all about. And I'm always willing, no matter, you know, what your platform size is, or what you want to talk about, we can discuss and we can have a good time on the episode. So thank y'all hoes so much for coming back to another episode of Morning Cup of Hope podcast. I'll see y'all hoes next week. Peace.